Good morning. My guest this morning is Stella Heath from the French Oak Gypsy Band. What a name. Good morning, Stella.
Good morning.
So the last time I saw you, you were an actress.
Yes, I still am an actress.
And this time you have added being a singer as well.
Yeah.
The French Oak Gypsy Band. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I see French and American jazz standards in the style of Django Reinhardt,
yes.
Gypsy jazz, French chanson, Dixieland, and Django swing.
Yes.
This is a whole constellation of music.
It is.
That's really gaining great popularity.
It really is. It's so hard when you have a band to pinpoint a genre. And I really like mixing different genres. So it's kind of, I throw in a bunch of them to see, you know, some will hit people and some won't, you know.
I wonder if even back in the days of Django Reinhardt, the late 30s, the early 40s, up to the middle 40s, if there weren't bands that combined a bunch of styles that fit together the way this does.
I wonder. I don't know. I know that we really enjoy doing it, and it's fun to bring in modern tunes and bring in, you know, stuff from, like, we do a Jackson 5 song. So it's not all that genre, and I kind of like that freedom.
So people can check you out now at the Occidental Center for the Arts, Friday, August 5th at 8 p.m.
Yeah. And there's a great farmer's market right before in Occidental. So they can check out the market and come over and hear the music.
How did you become interested in these genres? Because it is a number of them.
I guess Louis Armstrong was the first one that peaked. I've been listening to him since I was a kid, and I had this one record that I knew all of the horns and the piano and his vocals. And so he was my first love. Uh-huh. I still love him very much. And then I started getting into Edith Piaf in my teens, and I got really into French pop.
Great.
You know, I would just search the internet for French pop. And Django came in a little bit later, probably in college. I was listening to a lot of Django Reinhardt, and I got really deep into jazz. And I just started really committing myself to singing in the last 5 years, starting in New York. I was living there a year and a half ago and was living there for 5 years. And so I really started committing myself to singing jazz since then, and I'm really happy doing it.
Do you feel like you can get just the amount of pathos that Edith Piaf did? Quelle tragédie.
I don't know. Her pathos was really,
I know,
really intense.
Right.
I think I like to be lighter than Edith Piaf. But I definitely like to have that duende. I like to have some amount of the duende when I sing, you know.
She was so unlucky, really.
Yeah. Oh, man. Her life story was just tragic.
Right.
Yeah.
Including being the woman friend of Marcel Cerdan,
right,
the great boxer, and killed in an automobile.
I know, and La Vie en Rose, which is one of our favorite songs, is so tied into that.
Right.
Yeah.
So give me a list of the kinds of songs that people will be hearing.
Sure. So there's some old jazz ones. There's like Digga Digga Doo, and which are kind of really old and more hot or trad jazz. And then there's some French chanson, like Edith Piaf's La Foule, La Vie en Rose, and then some modern pieces, which are less known bands. There's a Magda Gianocco tune called Amour T'es Là, and a Cyril Amy tune called Nuit Blanche, and Jackson 5's I Want You Back. And so those are sort of, it's a broad spectrum, and I'm really excited to present that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you played at the Occidental Center before?
I never have, no. But I've seen a few shows there, and I really enjoy the acoustics in the spaces.
Exactly. People really love the acoustics. I think it's going to be a great time for you. Stella, thanks very much for coming
in.
Again, next time you will be something completely different.
Yeah.
And let's tell people once again that this is the French Oak Gypsy Band with Stella Heath doing the vocals at the Occidental Center for the Arts this Friday, August 5th. For information, 874-9392, online, occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.